At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to the Power Up Podcast, your source for the latest tech insights in electric utility design and the energy industry at large.
I'm Corey Burns, a licensed civil engineer with a deep background in structural engineering and engineering technology implementation for the utility industry.
And I'm Trevor Scullion, a tech entrepreneur with over 20 years of experience creating solutions that power the future of engineering and technology.
On this show, we'll explore how emerging technologies, evolving standards, and smarter systems are reshaping the way we think about designing and modeling our energy infrastructure, as well as the broader energy landscape.
From AI and digital twins to design automation, right through to the business of energy, we dive into the trends driving innovation in this critical space at this critical time.
And we're not afraid to ask the tough questions or challenge a few old assumptions along the way.
So plug in and power up.
And we are here with a special guest from ePlan. We have two folks here. They were a big sponsor this year at the SDSIC, so it's great to have you guys. I'll let you introduce yourselves.
Solid. Pleasure. Yeah. Thank you very much for having us, Trevor. Pleasure to be here at SDSIC. My name is Jan-Oliver Kamesite. Just go with Ollie.
I'm glad please. You said Ollie, though.
Yeah. just go with Ollie now. Yeah, based in Germany. Responsible for the business development in the energy sector for ePlan. So global job, special focus on the S. And I'm going to hand over to my colleague.
Oh, yeah, I'm Adrian Melendez. So I am the vertical market manager for ePlan here. So I'm responsible for the United States. I have Ollie as my backbone support whenever I need support from HQ. We're really excited to get started in the energy industry here in the United States, something we've been doing globally for quite a long time now.
Awesome. Yeah, it's great to have you guys here, man. It's been really, really nice to see you come in as a sponsor, and glad to have you on board. Hopefully we'll see you every year after this, right?
So, absolutely.
So this, you know, the podcast we started is really for the consortium. It's for vendors like yourself, for members to introduce themselves and get to know something about us. So you want to tell us a little bit about ePlan?
Yeah, I'll go first and you fill in the gaps?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, ePlan is software company headquartered in Germany, 40 years of history. What we call the home turf is certainly industrial automation,
okay,
automotive industry, machinery building. Quite a good footprint there globally. And we decided some years ago to also focus the energy sector even more. Have been quite a good footprint in wind energy and photovoltaic, so we are not new in the energy sector, but with the hire of myself, actually we started up with the power grids ecosystem, even more decentralized energy systems, and we are software specialized in electrical schematics, electrical design. And it's a complete software platform, but that's the bread and butter business, and that's also something that we bring in for the power grids.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, electrical software doesn't sit on top of any other software. It's our own platform. Proven software. It's been around for years, but it's a very data-centric software. That's what we run our whole platform off of. You know, all of our designs are smart designs, not just lines on a paper. Everything that goes into it has data behind it. So it brings a lot of advantages to the customer, a lot of automation involved with it, and a lot of ways of taking out manual tasks to help the customer reduce their engineering hours.
That's awesome. So remind me again, if I'm wrong, correct me, but you have, also have like an iPad app and all kinds of things, don't you? Didn't you have an iPad
app? Well, you can certainly use iPads to, you know, to enter the cloud.
Right. I've never seen it.
You have seen that.
Yeah.
And Adrian already pointed out that, of course, there's much more to it today than just schematics, you know, 2D engineering, 3D engineering. We have heard a lot about digital twins already today. That's a global topic, honestly.
Yeah.
So,
everywhere.
But that's certainly something that we bring in. And Adrian also mentioned that our focus is on automated engineering.
Yeah.
And the benefit that we have certainly is that the 40 years of experience from industrial automation, also from the automotive industry, we believe now helps us to support the electric utility industry to also automate and speed up things like that. So, and you mentioned the cloud. That's collaboration is a key asset for us for sure, and also, you know, interconnecting with other software platforms, things like that. So collaboration certainly next to automation, one of our keywords.
Yeah. So digital twin. Everybody has a different definition. The marketing is getting on my nerves.
Oh yeah.
I mean, what's your description of a digital twin? Just give it to the consortium. Let them know.
So digital twin is basically a digital representation, and if we're talking substations, digital representation of the substation. I mean, and that is from looking at it physically all the way down to the electrical schematic, all the way through the design there. And the advantages you see with that are, obviously, you have a perfect piece of data to look at, right, that you can go into. It's all there, documented perfectly, ready for you to go.
Yeah.
And beyond that, the advantages are, okay, you know, we have an upgrade coming to this substation. Well, we don't have to send people out to the field to check out the substation and see what we need to change. It's already here. You can look through it. There's a safety aspect to that, too, because you're not sending as many people to the field. So to me, that's exactly what it is. Digital twin is just a digital representation of the same substation you have in the field or a new substation that you're going to be building in the field.
Right.
Now, you guys, if and correct me if I'm wrong here as well, you guys don't necessarily do a 3D digital twin. You guys are more on the 2D digital twin, so drawings that represent a digital twin, or are you actually presenting kind of a 3D digital twin?
Yeah, we are presenting a 3D digital twin on the protection and control side of things, right? So when we mix in with a company like Primtech, for example, who does the physical side together, it creates a full digital twin on the physical side plus ours on the protection and control side.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome. Maybe referring to what you said, a digital twin is like a buzzword.
There's no doubt about that.
It certainly is, but I think it's not only marketing. It's really changing processes, and there is not one digital twin.
Right.
So there are multiple digital twins. Digital twin is already there when you don't have the physical twin, and the digital twin will be there at the end of the life cycle when the physical twin is not there anymore. So I like to talk about digital twins, Trevor, because I'm part of the of a working group of the VDE in Germany, and digital twins is, you know, all we care about. So
you hit the right topic. Well,
yeah?
And it's everybody gets confused because of some crazy marketing by different companies, right? There's all kinds of people pitching in some kind of digital, but it's not really a good description mostly. So I appreciate that. That's great. You got any more questions you wanted to?
You had
a list. You made.
I got a small list here. It's not extensive. and they're pretty simple. I mean, I think, more than anything, when I think of software solutions, the first thing that comes to mind is, what is the problem that you're solving? And I think your description of what your software is inherently kind of describes some of that to a degree. But a lot of times people bump into software platforms and they're okay, you're almost going to be creating more question marks than maybe you are solving. Mm-hmm. How do you guys avoid that circumstance? How do you avoid the circumstance of kind of introducing more headaches in an effort to try to solve initial headaches? And what are the problems that you guys say? What are the issues you would say your software solves?
Well, first off, it's a topic that you hear all the time at SDSIC. It's the manual tasks. That's what everyone's trying to solve, right? Those manual tasks that take engineers away from being able to do engineering. And that's what we're looking at solving. And that's what our software does solve. Like, for example, wiring diagrams. You know, we talk to an engineering firm and they say, you know what we do with our new engineers? We throw them on wiring diagrams, and that's what they do for their first year. They just sit in there and that's all they do the whole time. And in our head, we're like, oh my God, like that is obviously great training, I'm sure, but that's the best way to kill a new engineer from the ground up. And it's not the best way to get them up and running to become great engineers.
Right.
And that's a task that our software just takes out of that, you know, yeah. automated wiring. Yeah. So that's one thing that we're looking to solve is those manual tasks. You know, we want engineers to get back to engineering and pull those design hours out so that they can work on value-added tasks.
Actually, I really like your question because the way you approach customers is a really, really crucial one. It's really about the support that you give. And I think this is part of our DNA to really support the customer throughout the customer journey that he has.
Yeah.
So, and I think this is what you're referring to, that we do have a team only in the US of over 20 consultants that, you know, do the introduction. We call this discovery workshop or experience workshop, where we want to find out what's the challenge of the customer, what where is he at, and where does he want to go. It's not about products at all. It's about the customer, and this is, and after we have onboarded a customer, you know, our consulting doesn't stop. And I think this is something that I would call basically our DNA to not stop after onboarding, but there is a customer journey that you take, and this is actually something that excites us also, that we are not looking for, fast successes. We are looking for a long-term relationship, and I think that's really crucial.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, the energy business is a long-term business.
Absolutely.
That's right. No two ways around that. I mean, the projects go on for years. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of like bridge projects. They kind of roll on. So you mentioned a really, I think, unique factor of EDPlan and the company is it sounds like there's an onboarding portion. So you guys, when somebody signs on with you, it's not just a, hey, you get to download our product onto your computer and have fun. It sounds like there's an onboarding that you bring in, and then there's a support system that goes along with that.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Why don't you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, support system, I think that's a good way to put it. It's, of course, the consulting part for sure, that, you know, you get people on site or you get people in video calls supporting you. I think what you are also referring to is that we think a lot about how can we educate our our customers to use the software in a proper way, in an efficient way. It's certainly complex software. Yeah, it can do a lot for you, but you need to be trained. So e-learning over cloud is a very important part. It's also continuously improving the software. Adrian mentioned that in some of his presentations. It's 600 developers worldwide that are working to continuously improve the software. I think this is another very important part to it. So we don't know everything. We need to learn from the customers to make this happen. I think that's an important part.
No, that's great. I like what you said earlier with the training part, right? So we're bringing in new engineers. Like, it's one of our biggest things is trying to get young recruits to join this industry. That, you know, they might see it as more stagnant than some, maybe.
Sure.
You're not coming into technology, really. You're going substations, and, you know, it's older technology, really. But we need the young people to come in and help us with that. If they come in and they have to do schematics for a year.
See ya.
Somebody mentioned, first thing we do is get them to learn how to read blueprints. Tell me they're not blue still. Are they
actually? Wouldn't be shocked in some instances, right? For sure.
Yeah, learn how to draw and vellum.
And when you're talking about, you know, getting customers up to speed, you know, the implementation part of that package, it's always, you know, with our software, it would not work to just give it to somebody and say, here you go, figure it out on your own. Right. Especially folks that are used to different softwares, they would be lost and it would be a complete failure. The biggest thing we always talk about is, you know, you need to have the right implementation for this. You need to have the right training. You need to have everything. Otherwise, you're just pushing the ROI farther and farther away.
Yeah.
Right? The more you can do up front, the better. And yes, it might hurt at first, but then you're up to speed faster. And here's what I'm talking about. The way the industry is growing right now, if you push that off farther, you're going to be even more behind. So at some point, with the way the industry is growing, you might get up to speed, but it's just putting you back to square one again because it's even more busy at that point. So if you're not actually making that step, then you're even farther behind.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely critical now to get up and running as fast as you can. But having help from the vendor directly is the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's been a failure in the past that some of the software companies just drop off software and split.
They make the sale and they're gone.
Yeah. You just cannot leave them alone.
And that's the architecture, engineering, construction industry universally. That's not just transmission distribution. That has been a trend and a complaint of virtually everybody in the AEC industry of kind of, hey, you're a software vendor, you dropped this on my lap, and then you advertise it as the kind of the golden goose that's going to lay the golden eggs, and it's now laying brown eggs, and I don't like that. So it's good to see that you guys are kind of there for the long haul. You're very supportive. I'm curious, Trevor is an international individual inherently, but he's North America. You guys are Germany. You guys are over the pond. So what is the challenges? What have been some of the challenges for you guys in kind of tapping into the American market as we embark in the United States on a new trajectory, I would say, for supporting energy infrastructure?
Well, the great thing is that we do have 70 people already in the U.S., U.S. guys that have been establishing ePlan, I think, for more than 20 years, I think even almost 30 years here in the US, that certainly makes it easier for us to also tap on, you know, a new market. But if you look at what electric utilities do, technically, it's the same worldwide. Yeah, so they all transform electricity. Different voltage levels, okay, but technically it's the same. And I think this makes it easier to adapt and understand what the challenges are also in the US. But still, of course, that's a crucial point for us to of course win US customers. I mean, we can come around with a lot of European and you know, global examples, but it's very important for us to of course win US customers now in this field too. Yeah, that's definitely something that we are pushing for right now. But, you know, talking about the challenges, I think they are really very similar. There are some differences, but the challenges the world faces in involving or building more decentralized energy systems, integrating data centers, renewable energies. Data centers is certainly, you know, the growth that the US sees is certainly unique. For sure, that's definitely a unique thing. But other than that, challenges are the same, and you also see this here at the SDAS. I see, and I warned you, I'm shy. I'm not talking very much.
Introvert.
So this is something that we really like here about SDAS. I see, so I can promise we'll be back.
Awesome. That's great.
Fantastic news.
Yeah.
So I stopped myself.
Oh, that was great. Very quiet, very reserved.
I know. Ask my wife.
Yes. Yeah. No, we won't. All right, so do you guys have a message for, you know, most of this goes to the consortium team, and Corey's going to be broadcasting as far as he can, as much as he can.
That's right.
Do you have a message for the SDSIC members? We've got about 2,500 members now. This will go out on the website. It'll go to everybody. You got some good message for them?
I think for me, keep doing what you're doing. Keep spreading the word. I think every utility in the United States needs to know about this. Because there are some areas where there's still not a lot of crazy load growth. It's still stagnant. And they're just going to keep continuing doing the same processes over and over again. And it hasn't reached them. Keep spreading the word, because that's the fantastic thing about the utility industry.
Yes.
Is that it's all about collaboration. They're monopolies, right? So
right.
The collaboration is fantastic. They're learning from each other. It's the same thing in Europe. You know, you can learn from your European utilities. But just my message is keep spreading the word. Let's keep pushing this forward. And I mean, maybe it's a little bit too far off the edge, but I have two young children, you know, a 3- and a 5-year-old. And seeing the load growth, seeing what's happening, and seeing like the pitfalls that might happen in the next, 10, 15 years where we could have massive rolling blackouts if we can't get stuff built fast enough.
Yeah.
Terrifies me to see like my kids living in a world like that. Because when the power goes out, things go crazy.
Everything
people die.
Out, right?
It's everything goes out and it's nuts. Yeah. So you know, we need this collaboration. We need to figure out ways to build faster, bring down engineering hours, and get it going. So that's my message, is just keep pushing this out to everybody. We need this consortium to be not just Substation Design Suite, but whole industry design suite coming together.
I like that. That's great.
Now we're talking.
Well, the cool thing is, there's not very much more to add. Of course, I can always add things.
Again, introvert.
The thing is that I think the workload is that big. The challenges are, quite big, not unsolvable. But the great thing is, that's a fantastic market, I think, for everybody. And that's why, it's all about being open-minded, collaborate also between competitors, to get things solved, and that's our mindset. So let's go for it.
Yeah,
I like what you said, between competitors. My last job, I worked for a utility contractor, and we didn't really talk about competitors anymore with where we're at. It's all partners at this point, because there's so much work that needs to get done.
Right.
There's not a lot of competition. Yes, people bid against each other, but one company wins it, and they're like, hey, we want a subcontractor.
We need help, right?
We need help. Yes. It just needs to get done, you know?
Yeah, it's got to get done. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I always have friends outside the industry to ask me, how's business? I'm like, keep plugging stuff in. Just going to keep going. Corey, you want to close out with anything?
Yeah, I just want to say I really appreciate you joining us. This is right on par with exactly what we think the SDSSA needs, what the industry needs, what we want to see more of. Just like what the notes that you guys are saying, I resonate. Each and every one of those is the more collaboration that we can get, the better we can build these systems, the more reliable we can build these systems, the more, frankly, more affordably we can build these systems.
Absolutely.
Which I think everybody in our industry knows and appreciates. At the end of the day, one of the primary factors that drives a standard of living in any country is the cost of energy. If we can help that in some capacity, immediately hit the bottom line of the most challenged individuals in the society. And so those factors go right along with kind of what you're saying.
Absolutely.
It's great to have you guys on.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys on. I picked an awesome partner, didn't I?
There you go.
I'll take all the compliments I can get.
Thank you,
it's the 25 minutes. Is it over already?
The extrovert wants to keep going.
Yeah, of course.
You better cut it off sooner or else. It's going on for 3 hours.
I feel like we can't, there's so many sponsors that we couldn't get everybody up on stage to speak to the whole crowd, right? It would have been great to have you guys up for everybody. But this is a way for us to get you out to everybody. And we had a lot of folks listen to them. Last time we had 6,700 downloads of the podcast.
Oh, excellent.
So it gets out, the word gets out.
Cool. It's usually like kind of a slow, but... Yeah. Eventual kind of gets out there. Usually it's the first week it's not a million hits, and then sure enough they just start hitting in. Last time what country did we hit last time that we were like blown? Was it Switzerland or Sweden or something like that?
It was
somebody
they get switched around Switzerland and Sweden.
But they do. That's the American in me, so
we get it.
I can tell you a lot about that.
Well, thanks again, guys.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Coming on and talking.
Thanks,
man.
Pleasure. Appreciate it.
Very good.
It's great to make the connection as well. That was fantastic. So
yeah. All right. Fade left.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the Power Up Podcast. Thanks for tuning in and powering through the future of energy and utility design with us.
If you liked what you heard, be sure to follow us or subscribe. And don't forget to leave a review. It really helps other listeners find the show.
You can also connect with us on LinkedIn or wherever you find your podcasts and learn about more episodes, resources, notes, and more.
Got a topic you want us to tackle or a guest we should bring on? Drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you.
Until next time, stay curious.
Stay connected. Keep powering on.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.